Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation. So you've written a book, John, a collection of an anthology of angst and attitude. What does
angst
that mean?
Angst and attitude.
Angst and attitude. Yeah. Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you've written, first of all, and then we'll go into a little bit about you, and then we're going to hear some of your poetry.
It's just a collection of poems from when I've started right up until today, really.
With
lots of different subject matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you been writing poetry?
A long time.
Did it start in school, or was there
probably
a moment?
Probably since, like, late teens.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was a bit of a naughty boy.
Okay.
I've been in the same job for a long time. I was a bit of a naughty boy, and I spent some time at Her Majesty's Pleasure.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I thought, how can I use this time constructively?
Amazing.
So I started writing little poems for some of the inmates in there.
Wow.
For their girlfriends who they were missing.
Wow,
and stuff.
John,
and
I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
And wow.
So who knows, maybe there's some kids walking around because of those poems. I don't know. But yeah, so that's got me started. It kept me focused when I was in that dark place.
Wow.
And kept it going, really.
That's amazing. I love that, though. I love the fact that, you know, whatever you done, right? You're doing your time, but you're using it constructively. I think a lot of people do that when they go inside. They discover something that they may have wanted to get into before, writing or reading or whatever it might be. But yeah, I love that you've used that constructively. Look at you now, still continuing that. So
yeah, trying. Keep going, like.
It's brilliant. I love that. So tell us a little bit about the process of writing the book. Was it difficult to choose the collection, or how did that work?
It was laborious. The admin side of things, I actually paid somebody to do it.
Mm.
I picked sort of different subjects. I think it was 12 different subjects,
okay,
different types of poems. And then I chose a cover, got someone to put it all together.
Yeah.
And then just put it out there, basically.
What's the cover look like?
It's just a general image I chose.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's quite a striking image.
Yeah. I think, a cover of a book is really important because it makes you want to pick it up, doesn't it? If it's something that doesn't really relate to the content inside, that could be difficult.
I'm not really studied into that as much. I'm not sort of, I've done no, academia as such, like English literature or nothing.
Yeah.
Just write.
Just right. You just write from the heart.
And I've done different stanzas and different types of poems and different styles.
Yeah.
But just whatever comes into my head on a certain subject, I just get it out there.
Yeah.
And I think maybe academia would take something away from that.
That's
in
true.
In some ways.
Yes.
Because I'd be struck, told, and write in a certain structure or a certain way, and I'm not
That's
sure
true.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather just do it.
Just do it.
My way,
do
I guess.
It your way. But, so, you've got some poetry to read for us today. Would you like to start with one?
Yeah.
What's this one called?
It's called Privileged.
Oh, okay.
It's not my personal experience, but it's what I've seen around me and the people I deal with and stuff. So I thought, I've got to do justice and get this out there. So I'll read
Go
it
on then, take it away, John.
Okay, here we go. Can you walk through a store without a guard raising a frown or following you around? Privileged. Can you drive freely without being fear of being searched or stopped or even shot? Privileged. Minimal history lessons for those with a darker skinned face, but if you have a history lessons that elevate your race, privileged. Can you turn on the TV and see a positive representation of the Western world? Can you play a football match without abuse being hurled? Privileged. Can you excel without being called a credit to your race and your colour tied in? Are your achievements never spoken of in unison with the shade of your skin? Privileged. If you've never had an interview and felt robbed, sensing your colour is why you didn't get the job? Privileged. If you've not had your history condensed into a month in a year? If plaudits and odes to your culture is all you ever hear? Privileged. if you've never had to play a sports game with monkey chants and racist retorts, if it's not something you've ever given a second thought, privileged, if you've never been called uppity because you speak your mind and you're assertive, if you've never been denied respect and recognition because of your colour yet you deserved it, privileged, if you've never been told to go back home if from the same place as the attacker, if you've never witnessed lack of diversity opportunity as a performer or an actor, privileged. These are a few examples, yet there are many more, an issue far more widespread than acknowledged, I'm sure. Don't be offended, don't be upset, no need to get vexed. Privilege is not about working, middle or upper class. Acceptance and acknowledgement is all that is asked. So don't take offence, it's not an insult, just a fact that certain things are easier for you if you're not the colour black.
Wow, I love that one. That's really good. That's really, really good. I noticed this about your poems on Facebook, but there's a certain... you say that you don't have a rhythm, but you actually do, because you'll say something and then you'll say the word after and you're reinforcing that word, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think you're a reinforcing kind of poet in the sense of there's a strong message that you want to get out and it's that one word that keeps coming back repetitively. So, yeah, that was really great, John. Brilliant.
Cheers, thank you.
Right now, you've got a poem about Palestine. Do you want to go into this one? What's it called?
It's just called Palestine.
Perfect.
It's a short one. Just think it's something that needs to be kept in people's minds, what's going on there. So,
yes,
here we go. They raised their hands and waved as the spirits through dust and debris fly. Taken from them in the cruelest way, they hope there's a Palestine in the sky. Martyrs for just living simple lives, but just like olive, bear fruit from trees. Their roots are firmly planted. One day they will flourish, and one day Palestine will be free.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it will be.
Remembering to forget.
It's a bit of an oxymoron going on there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of along the lines of there's lots of things you'd rather forget in there.
True.
But sometimes it's better to remember those things.
I'm trying to work it out. I've got to remember to forget that. Yeah? Is that what you mean?
You got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But then when you say, you look for a yellow car, all of a sudden you see yellow cars everywhere. So if you say to yourself, remember to forget something, you're going to keep remembering stuff, aren't you?
And I thought it was a title and it's worked. It's just, it's a play on words.
It is a play on words. It's clever.
And it creates a discussion, I hope it would create a discussion, and it has. The title worked, I guess.
Absolutely. But yeah, I had an experience in church and it opened up lots of ideas around life, creation, who am I. Do you think a lot of that has allowed you to think about or added context to your poetry, you know, having that experience?
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely got faith. I'd say more spiritual than religious.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's inspired a lot of my work, faith. I think faith's a really important thing, that whatever God you follow, you know, it's important to have faith.
The one thing I think we all need is definitely faith. So let's listen to another poem. What's this one called?
This one, I can't come on here and not do one dedicated to my partner. So this is for her.
Leanne.
And it's called Literature Sister, because she loves reading.
Oh, brilliant.
So yeah, here we go. She sat and sighed, hands on her thighs, bowed her head and rolled her eyes, so troubled and so perplexed, caught up in a haunting hex, pained and hurting, bled and scarred, everything so very hard. The weight of the world, a heavy load she'd carry, though shoulders broad and blows she'd parry. The battle was constant and relentless, she thought herself weak and defenceless. Her head spoke many voices loud, her thoughts congregated into a hostile crowd. Her heart beat ever harder, pumping claret through her widened veins. The rush of blood broke many chains. You see, she was soft but oh so strong, nothing kept her down too long. So she slid back in her chair, ran her fingers through her hair, took a sip of herbal tea, enjoying her sobriety. She turned a page of her latest book, its words her on a fresh journey took. Got lost in a world of literature and stories told, where magic and miracles unfold. She took strength from each chapter read, curled up with a book she took to bed. She thought, oh well, whatever will be, will be, comforted by the fact that she can lose herself in her library.
Oh my word. I love that one. I love them all, but that is really amazing.
what I love is that it speaks of vulnerability, not just strength, because often we say, you know, black women have strength, and they do, but also they're soft and they're vulnerable and they have pain and they reflect and all of these other things that make them human. And I think when people keep saying, oh, strong black women, it doesn't allow them to have that space to be vulnerable. And then, you know, lots of that causes so many issues, especially in when we look at maternal health. My daughter works in the maternal health.
Yeah.
And we look at the four times more, assuming that, oh, no, she's faint. She's fine. She doesn't need pain relief or, you know, and it's so damaging. And we need to break that narrative down. So that's a beautiful one. And I love that.
Thank you.
And in any way we can do that, whether it's through art, through writing, through, you know, imagery and talking about a discussion, I think we're getting to a place where we're seeing that now. We're seeing more vulnerability in people, and it's beautiful, isn't it? That's great.
It is.
That's lovely, John. Right, next one.
This one's just a bit of fun, just a play on words. It's called Urban Artistry. Okay, here we go. Dennis Brown was a reggae prince. Robert Nesta Marley was the king. Gangster rappers love the bling. Beyonce said, put it on a ring. He's big pimping that Jay-Z. Get on up with Jodeci. Listen to KJ and JoJo all my life. Next love to call their girlfriend's wife. I often work out to Wu-Tang Crew, or should that be Wu-Tang Clang? Usain Bolt, a Jamaican man, broke every record. Oh, how he ran. Luther Vandross was so amazing. Snoop Dogg is always blazing. Frankie Paul passed the Tushung Peng. It's the end of the road for boys to men. Public Enemy bring the noise, and don't believe the hype. LL Cool J's mama said he'd knock you out in a fight. Earth, Wind & Fire love fantasy. Live at the Piola was the place to be. Bobby Brown said, don't be cruel. Loose ends preach, don't be a fool. James Brown would get on up like a sex machine. Aretha Franklin is still soul's queen. Whitney, we will always love you. You're gone and it's not right, but it's okay. Forever in our hearts you stay. Teddy Pendergrass turned off the lights. Beastie Boys fight for their party rights. Sade is a smooth operator. Mr. T could wrestle an alligator. Ali was the greatest of all time. Would have loved to have seen him fight Tyson, both in their prime. Michael Jordan, he would just do it. Montel says, this is how we do it. P. Diddy is missing you and probably facing a lawsuit or two. Soul to soul, keep on moving, rising to the top. Jimi Hendrix was the god of rock. Mayweather is in the Boxing Hall of Fame. Denzel Washington, now he got game. Morgan Freeman says that man Andy was good. Ice Cube rocked up with his boys in the hood. No richer black actor around today than the super talented Samuel J. Pelly, the greatest footballer who ever lived. Michael Jackson had so much more to give. Rosa Parks would not give up her seat. Prince was a genius who sang so sweet. Malcolm did it necessarily by any means. Martin Luther King had a dream. Marcus Garvey brought repatriation. Nelson Mandela changed a whole generation. Revered and respected by all nations. There was chaos in New Jack City. Go shorty, it's your birthday, said Mr. Sense 50. Wesley Snipes, a.k.a. Blade, or Passion to 57. The family stand sang Ghetto Heaven. Destiny's Child said, say my name. Leroy danced his way through fame. Only one dance wanted by Drake. Alexander O'Neill says, you're a fake. Lionel Richie says, hello. Big Daddy Kane, he got the flow. Mary Mary broke the shackles. Rusty Lee always cackles. Chic always kept his chic. Dr. Dre dropped the beats. Reverend Sharpton loves to preach. Gil Scott-Heron said no TV for the revolution. Black Lives Matter continue looking for solutions. Lyndon Kwesi and Benjamin Zephaniah never fell for mind pollution. Eddie Murphy did it in 48 hours in Beverly Hills Cop. He's a funny guy, that Chris Rock. Chris Trucker drove a Cadillac in Rush Hour. Snap rap the tune, I Got the Power. Richard Pryor, king of comedy. David Paywood on the canvas lay, if he ever fought AJ. Little Richard, he was gay. The list could go on forever of all artists who we do treasure. And to those of you who I may have missed, please don't be vexed, please don't be, because you have made it to my list. It's hard to remember all the talent that comes and goes through time as I write these rhymes of mine.
Oh, I love that. That was really, really good. It was really good. Very good on words of play. Tell me a little bit about the poets that you like.
There's two major ones. There's quite a few, actually. One who's recently passed, Benjamin Zephaniah.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And Lyndon Kwesi Johnson.
Yeah. Why do they inspire you? What is it about them?
They keep me real and they chat, they you know, the subject matter is still relevant now.
Mm.
And when somebody can put work together that is, you know, maybe decades ago or however long ago, that keeps its relevancy, that says a lot. And there's another thing, that a lot of their work is dub poetry, and I'm a massive reggae fan, and they do dub poetry, which is basically a combination of poetry and dub reggae. And that's my next venture, hopefully.
I've never heard of dub poetry until I listened to Sunny's Letter and there's music over it. That's dub poetry, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to a very short poem from Benjamin Zephaniah. It's called Faceless. And then we're going to listen to one, Linton Kwesi Johnson, Sunny's Letter.
This poem is called Faceless. You have to look beyond the face to see the person true. Deep down within my inner space, I am the same as you. I've counted since that fire burnt the many lessons I have learned. You have to talk to me and not the skin that holds me in. I took the wisdom that I got to make sure that I win. I'm counting weaker folk than me who look but truly cannot see. I've seen compassion from the blind who think with open eyes. It's those that judge me quick you'll find are those that are unwise. Why judge the face that I have on? Just value my opinion. Friends will come and friends will go. Now I need friends that feel. My friends have changed so much and so I make sure they are real. I took the ride and paid the price. I can't afford to do that twice. I came to hear from ignorance. I cannot call it bliss. And now I know the importance of loving me like this. To leave behind that backward state of judging looks is very great. I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful. This minor fact I know. I tell you, it's incredible. Near death has made me grow. Look at me, smile. You are now seeing a great thing called a human being.
Jim start to wriggle. The police start to giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and do nothing. So me joke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash and dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat him to the ground. Them charge him for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get the present down on it. Be of good courage till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny.
Yeah, I like that dub poetry. It's nice. It's like, yeah, I like it. It keeps you, not just entertaining you with the music, but you're also hearing the poetry as well. It's like a song, isn't it? You know,
it is exactly that, but with a clear message most of the time. Anyway,
so you're going to have a play around with that.
I am indeed. Yeah,
good.
My next venture.
Brilliant. Give us another poem.
I distinctly remember as a child hearing faint whispers of its existence amongst the elders. Fireplace stories narrating extraordinary examples of this magical marvel. Youthful imagination running away with me, undecided if such a phenomena could actually exist. Wondering if I'd ever witness or experience the exquisiteness of an unexpected blessing befall me. If such a spiritual shower would ever pour over and cover my being. As a naive young child, I never believed for a minute that I would not only see many happen around me, I would be personally touched by them many, many times. Friends, loved ones, lovers would all share soliloquies of surreal heavenly happenings, changed circumstances, healings, holy interventions, heeded warnings, lives saved, directions changed, all manner of blessings manifested in many magical ways, each one an unexpected, unseen, unparalleled, unexplained power that on occasion lends its heavenly hand, reaching out, touching and changing a life or lives forever. I give you the miracle.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 till 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.